Every Friday we go live with Leanne all the way from India. Good morning, Leanne de Pasompia.
Good morning, Lester. In fact, today, I should have mentioned this before, I'm actually in Africa. I'm in Abidjan for work. I've been here for the last few days and I'm going back to New Delhi this afternoon.
Where are you?
So it's very early in the morning, so I appreciate it. So, yeah, I hope that you don't mind my
you're everywhere.
Cracky voice this morning.
You everything, everywhere, all at once. But let's stick with that. It was the Oscars this week. I mentioned everything, everywhere, all at once, which was a big Oscar winner. But it was also an Indian film that won the Best Original Song at this year's Oscars.
Yes, and that song actually made history. It's the first time that a song from an Indian film has actually won the Best Original Song or won, you know, any prize at the Oscars. So that was very big. The composer of that song, you know, making his speech, this is the pride of India that this has happened. It's, you know, it actually beat Lady Gaga and it beats Rihanna. So it, you know, I think it even means a lot more that, you know, it trumped these stars. And so it's, and also the fact that it's a Telugu language film. It's not even a Hindi language film. So that was quite interesting as well. The song had made history before in that in January it had won the Golden Globe, a Golden Globe for original song, as well as the Critics' Choice. So it seems to be quite a favorite in this year's different award ceremonies. Also the fact that it was not the only Oscar that India won. India also won a second Oscar for The Elephant Whisperer in the Best Documentary Short Film category. So India very proud of its wins at the Oscars this year.
There has been some debate on whether this particular song is in fact the first Indian song. There's argument that Jai Ho, which was a song that was in the Slumdog Millionaire movie, that had won an Oscar. But because it was Slumdog Millionaire was a British produced movie with Danny Boyle, a British director, it's somewhat considered a British movie about an Indian story.
Exactly.
And therefore, Jai Ho doesn't, which was by A.R. Rahman, I think, does not necessarily.
Yes. It doesn't count.
First.
Exactly. And so that's what they're saying, that this is the first Indian film, you know, song that has won an Oscar. So that's the technicality.
And then an Indian man goes to court seeking custody of his girlfriend from her husband. What's going on there?
This is a very Daily Voice kind of story, but I wanted to put it in there, Lester, because it's just so ridiculous. The fact that a woman still in this day and age can be, you know, seen as some kind of, you know, custody over a custody battle. So what he's saying, this man that's gone to court, you know, seeking custody of his girlfriend is saying that he's been in a relationship with this woman who is married, who moved away from her marital home to come and live with him. They lived together several months. Her family then, the shame of, you know, of leaving, of course, this is still, you know, very much taboo in India. Divorce, that is. And so they actually came back and they took her from her boyfriend. They took her back home. And so he's gone to court, you know, seeking custody of his wife. But there's no law that actually allows for that. So he was then in turn fined 5,000 rupees, saying that until she actually gets divorced, there's no way that the court can rule anything. In any case, there's no legal framework for that to happen. In any case, she just needs to divorce her husband and then move on. But you know, whether that's so he's tried to use the court system to be able to get his girlfriend to get out of her marriage, but that doesn't seem to work. And he was instead fined 5,000 rupees instead.
Do you think, or do you read anywhere that this may be connected to the phenomenon of arranged and even forced marriage?
Definitely. And so this woman was saying, well, you know, I didn't want to be married to this man. I was forced to be married to this man. This is in the state of Gujarat. And so, yes, and so this is still, you know, very hugely popular where families decide on who their daughters and sons will marry in India. Now it's, you know, it's a lot more liberal in big cities, that they still have the arranged process, but, you know, people who have been dating for several months or several years, they kind of arrange with their families for the arranged marriage, if you know what I mean.
And then finally, there is a lot of concern of the state of the geopolitical world when it comes to defense mm-hmm. and what a future may mm-hmm. hold. India has approved the purchase of military equipment worth $8.5 billion. I've been reading quite a bit about, even though India and China are key trading partners, they are BRICS members, but at the same time, relations, particularly around border disputes, have come up quite prominently in the schism between China and India at the moment. Two of the world's, well, the countries with the two world's two largest populations, BRICS partners, and of course, key trading allies.
Exactly, Lester. In fact, they are running tensions not only with China and the border that India has with China, but of course, running tensions with nuclear armed Pakistan as well. You will see, Lester, that a large part of the budget has also gone to the Navy, because India has expressed concern about China's activity in the Indian Ocean. And so that's why they're trying to prop it up. But what is interesting about this, this huge purchase, with this huge purchase as well, that it's all done, the orders have to be done with Indian companies. And so it's part of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Made in India campaign, so that it boosts local manufacturing. So that I thought was an interesting tidbit to include. But of course, it is still worrying that this country still has to prop up its military defense mechanisms because of the current geopolitical situation.
Well, looking forward to chatting to you next week. In Delhi and not in Abidjan, but Leandro Pasompia, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time.